Hello, this is Dwayne Shin, and this course is called Keyboard Harmonizing, how to match your left-hand chords to your right-hand melody notes. How to match your left-hand chords to your right-hand melody notes. Now, over the years, just maybe hundreds of people have asked me some variation of this question. How do I know which chords go with which notes? I always get letters and people ask me that question. How do I know which chords go with which notes? Does the C chord always go with the C note? And people generally know that the answer is no to that question, but they don't know, you know, where else to go, okay? If it was that simple, of course, then it would be easy to harmonize, wouldn't it? You could put the C chord with the C note, the D chord with the D note, the E chord with the E note, and so on, okay? And, of course, that harmonizes to some extent, but that's a very primitive way to do it, and there's a much better way to approach it. And a lot of folks know how to read notes, or they can pick things out by ear, okay? A lot of folks are there. They can play songs by ear, but they're not sure what chord goes with it, all right? Now, before I go any further, I want to give you an example. Say you just went to a show, all right? And the theme of that show, the musical theme of that show you loved the tune, and you came home and picked it out, okay? You picked it out and it went something like this. Okay, you got it picked out, the theme picked out, then the theme kind of repeats. Then there was a middle section that went something like this. And then the theme repeated. Okay, so you were successful in picking out the theme with your right hand, okay? And some people, of course, could read the music, but some people couldn't, and they would still be able to pick it out by ear, okay? But still, how would they know what chords to put in? Now, what's the answer to that? Do you just guess at what chords? No, there's no need to guess, because in any given key, there are three chords that are used more than any others. And every note in the scale can be harmonized by using one of those three chords. Those three chords are called the primary chords of that key, the primary chords. Okay? They are the chords built on the first degree of the scale, the fourth degree of the scale, and the fifth degree of the scale. Let me play the C scale for you. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. If I play C and build a chord on top of it, C, E, G. That's called the C chord. It's also called the one chord, the Roman numeral one chord. If I build a chord on the second degree of the scale, that would be called the two chord. If I build a chord on the third degree of the scale, that would be called the three chord. The next primary chord is the four chord, the chord built on the fourth degree of the scale. The next primary chord is the five chord, the chord built on the fifth degree of the scale. Look at the bottom of the first page of that sheet that came with this course, okay? And you'll see the primary chords given in the bass clef. Based on the scale of C, you'll see the C chord, which is the one chord, the F chord, and the G chord, okay? Those are the three primary chords in the scale of C. Now, they will harmonize any note in the C scale, okay? Let me play the C scale with my right hand. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Okay, let's harmonize that. What'll harmonize with the C chord? I mean, what'll harmonize with the first degree of the C scale? Well, the C chord will, won't it? The one chord will. But there's another that will, too. The four chord will, too, won't it? Okay, so we have a choice. When we're playing the first degree of any scale, we can harmonize it with the one chord or with the four chord. And we just have to see which is most appropriate through a trial and error situation. But, you see, we're not just guessing. We know that either 1 or 4 will harmonize that first degree of the scale. What will harmonize the second degree of the scale? Will the 1 chord? No. Why? Well, because the second degree of the scale, D, isn't a member of the C chord, is it? How about the 4 chord? Will it harmonize it? Well, it doesn't sound too bad, but D is not a member of the F chord, is it? But D is a member of the G chord. So the second degree of the scale can be harmonized by the 5 chord, can it? The chord built on the 5th degree of the scale. Okay? What'll harmonize with the 3rd degree of the scale? C, D, E, the 3rd degree of the scale. Right, the 1 chord will. Why? Because the 3rd degree of the scale is a member of the 1 chord, isn't it? Will the 4 chord? No. Will the 5 chord? No. Only the 1 chord will harmonize the 3rd degree of the scale. How about the 4th degree of the scale? What will harmonize with that? The 1 chord? No. The 4 chord will, won't it? Because F's a member of the 4 chord. The 4th degree of the scale can also be harmonized with the 5 chord because that forms a 7th chord, and that's a very harmonic chord. Okay? The basic harmonizer is the 4 chord, although secondarily you can use the 5 chord. Okay? How about the 5th degree of the scale? G can be harmonized with either C or G. F won't harmonize it too well, will it? That's not to say we could never use F, but it's just not the best choice, right? So we either have C or G. We have two options there. What'll harmonize the 6th degree of the scale? The C chord won't. The F chord will. The G chord won't. So it's the F chord. The 4 chord will harmonize the 6th degree of the scale, won't it? What'll harmonize the 7th degree of the scale? Will the 1 chord? No. Will the 4 chord? No. Will the 5 chord? You betcha. The 5 chord will harmonize the 7th degree of the scale. What'll harmonize the 8th degree of the scale? Once again, the 1 chord will, or the 4 chord. Okay? Now that we've been through that together, turn to the second page, second and third pages, I guess, of that sheet that came with us, and it's all spelled out for you. And I would like you to turn off the cassette at this point and play each one of those examples until you're absolutely sure that you understand just what I've been talking about. Okay? Do that right now. Okay, did you do it? Okay, if you did, now turn to page 4. And it says, so we have determined that the first note of any key fits into both the 1 and 4 chords. If I'm in the key of C, I can harmonize the first note of the scale with the 1 chord and the 4 chord. The second note of any key fits into the 5 chord. The third note of any key fits into the 1 chord. The fourth note of any key fits into the 4 chord. The fifth note of any key fits into the 5 or the 1 chord, both. The sixth note of any key fits into the 4 chord. The seventh note of any key fits into the 5 chord. And the eighth note of any key fits into the 4 and the 1 chord. Now, this is true in any key. There's 12 possible keys that you can play in, and it's true of all 12 of them. Okay? So the next thing is for us to master the primary chords in each key. The primary chords in each key. Okay? Now, before we do that, I'm just going to let you listen into my brain, and let's say that I had just come home and picked out that theme that I had just played through. I picked it out with my right hand, and I determined I was in the key of C because all the notes I was using were in the C scale. You may be wondering, by the way, why I keep talking about scales. You don't want to harmonize scales, you want to harmonize songs. But the melodies of songs are made out of scale notes, okay? The melodies of songs are made out of scale notes. And if you know how to harmonize a scale, then you can harmonize any melody note, okay? It's that simple. Now, I picked out this tune. Okay, my first note is C. So what chord would harmonize that? Well, C would, wouldn't it? My second note of the song is F. What'll harmonize that? Well, the F chord will. The next note is G. What'll harmonize that? Well, G will, or C will. The next note is A. What'll harmonize that? the F chord. Next note is G. What'll harmonize that? C. Okay, now, the second thing is we don't need to harmonize every single note. Some fast notes, those are triplets. Those are faster notes. Eighth notes and triplets and sixteenth notes. Not every note has to be harmonized. In other words, we don't have to match a left-hand chord to every single note. In fact, it'll sound sloppy if we do. I could, if I went like this, I could go. You see, but that sounds a little busy, doesn't it? And so I don't need to do that. Some tones I can just treat as passing tones. And I'm going to treat G as a passing tone. I'll tell you why. After C comes F, then G, then A. F and A can both be harmonized by the F chord, can't they? So I can just stay on the F chord and treat G as a passing tone, and nobody will know the difference, including the composer. Okay? It's okay to treat some notes as passing tones. All right, so my chords would be F, and then when I get back to the G note, that'll be harmonized with C, won't it? The fifth degree of the scale is harmonized by the one chord. Four chord, one. Four chord, one. Four, one. Okay, I've harmonized an entire theme just using two chords, the one chord and the four chord. Okay? If I played it in a different key, all I'd have to know is the one chord and the four chord, wouldn't I? Let me try that. One chord, four chord, one, four, one, four. Let me try a different key. Four, one, four, one, four, one, four, one. You see that? Just by two chords, I can harmonize that entire theme. Now let's try the middle part. Come back to the key of C. The middle part went like this. Okay, do you hear some notes that we might use as passing tones? Yeah, those triplets in there, that triplet in there, B, A, G. Okay, so if I start on C, because that's I'm playing C melody, I don't have to harmonize anything until I get to B, that note. And B can be harmonized by the 5 chord, can't it? A can be harmonized by the 4 chord. G can be harmonized by the 1 chord. 5 chord. 5, 4, 1, 4. So the middle part can use 1, 5, and 4. Now there may be better chords that I could choose. And if I knew a little bit more about the subject, which you will by the time you finish your second cassette, I can be using some secondary chords. Right now we're just dealing with primary chords, 1, 4, and 5. But there are some secondary chords that I might choose that might even sound better. Let me use a secondary chord here without telling you what it is, just to see if you think it sounds better. Use one secondary chord, and it made all the difference in the world, didn't it? Okay, now, once I know what the chords are, and I just figured them out, they're 1, 4, and 5 in the key of C, and I already know the melody, then I can begin to arrange it, can't I? How do I arrange it? Well, I simulate whatever sound I heard, okay? At the movies, I saw these guys running down the beach, okay? And they were taking steps like that, so I'm playing a C root in my left hand in octaves, and I'm just running down the beach, stepping down as I train. Okay, now my melody starts. Wait a second, something's missing. What's missing? Well, the chord's missing, isn't it? But my left hand is busy playing the C octave, simulating the running of the athletes. Where will the chord go? Well, the answer is the chord goes under my right-hand melody. Four chord. Four. One. Okay, turn over to side two, if you will, and we'll continue there.